Words of Allah pure and true, lightening paths we're walking through.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madan Inshallah MashaAllah Welcome back to another episode of ours in the series, Our Quran. Alhamdulillah, we always begin by hearing one of the virtues of reciting salawat upon the noble messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam has stated that that individual who recites salat upon the messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam once, man salla alayya salatan wahida sallallahu alayhi ashara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall bestow 10 mercies, 10 blessings upon that person. We should make it a regular habit of ours, and especially during the blessed month of Ramadan, to recite on the day of Friday, to recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam in abundance. Always be thankful to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making us from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, and never be ungrateful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us all to remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam regularly, to recite salawat regularly, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, today in our episode of our Quran, we have a brilliant topic, mashallah azza wa jal, which is known, it is a realm known as barzakh. Yes, so today our topic is our Quran and the barzakh. Now, before, you can say, worldly life, before even bodies, before names, before time as we know it, every soul existed within another realm. And this is before the creation of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, before the creation of the jinns. There was what's known as the realm, the alam, the world of al-arwah, the world of souls. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us within our Quran, Allah ta'ala states, and when your Lord took from the loins of the children of Adam, their descendants, and made them testify concerning themselves, am I not your Lord? They said, yes, indeed, of course. And we bear witness, we testify, your Lord. Allah Ta'ala had addressed every single soul, and every single soul recognized Allah. Every single soul of anyone and everyone, every single soul recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single soul affirmed to the lordship, testified to the oneness, to the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is part of, you know, we say part of our fitrah. It's natural. The natural disposition of a person is to believe in Allah and not believing in a God is unnatural. It's unnatural and is something which is forced. If if not forced upon by others, it is something many force upon themselves. Because anyone and everyone, if they experienced, if they were in a situation where they have no one to turn to for help, and they are in dire need, a life or death situation, they are in the middle of the ocean drowning, they are in the middle of the desert without any provision whatsoever, no food, not a drop of water to quench their thirst. Anyone, whether he claims to believe in a God or not, everyone will turn to the unseen. They will turn to the unseen, they will call out to an individual. They will call out to God. Yes, they will call out to God, because belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is natural. My dear viewers of Madani channel, because of course it is the truth. It is part of us. It is something we have all testified to. Allah Ta'ala asked you, me, every single one of us, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Lord? And everyone bore witness, yes, Ya Allah. Now, this covenant transpired, took place. Subsequently, the souls were then sent and placed. You know, from the, it's stated that the souls are in the first heaven, and the souls were placed into the infant, into the child within the womb of the mother. And then, of course, they are born, they come into this world. And after this worldly life, a person, he lives his life in this world. He spends 50 years, 60 years, 70, 80, 90, if he's lucky, 100. But something which is inevitable, a guarantee, something we have, we all testify, something we all see, we all witness, this is death. A person was alive and then they passed away. A person was alive and then they died. So what's happened to the soul? Has the soul died? The soul, well, we say the soul has left the body. What happened to the soul? Did it just disappear, become nothing? No. But just the way when that baby was born, or even before the birth of that child within the mother's womb, the soul was placed within that child by an angel. Similarly, when a person dies, it is the soul being removed from that person by an angel. And when it is then removed from that person, after life in this world, that next stage of the soul being removed from the body, that next stage is what is known as barzakh. Barzakh literally it means what? A barrier. It's a separation between two stages. Life after death, or the stage after death and before the day of judgment. From the moment the soul has left the body up until judgment day. This is known as barzakh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated within the glorious Quran, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. When death comes to one of them, that person, he shall say, Rabbi, O my Lord, irji'uni, Ya Allah, O my Lord, send me back. Send me back. For what? This is after a person has died. Ya Allah, send me back. To where? Back to the world. Why? La'alli a'malu salihan fima tarakt. So that I may perform some good deeds. So I may do righteous deeds in what I have left behind. Kalla, never, never will a person be sent back. When a person has died, never are they sent back? And Allah Ta'ala says within the glorious Quran, وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخْ. And behind them is a barzakh, a barrier, if you wish, up until the day they are resurrected. So this we learn from the Quran. There is a barzakh. A person dies. Yes, and that state has been known as what? Barzakh. Death has now arrived. That's it. A person can't perform good actions no more. Repentance has come to an end. His opportunity, his chance to repent. The actions that he has performed, he cannot perform any new actions. Yes, if he performs some sort of action, sometimes actions can benefit you in the Akhirah too. You can continue to gain reward. Yes, your actions, your a'mal come to an end. إِذَا مَاتَ إِبْنُ آدَمْ إِنْ قَتَعَ عَمَلُهُ. His actions come to an end. It does not say his reward comes to an end. A person can continue to gain reward from previous actions he had performed in the world, which may benefit him as sadaqah jariyah. It may be somebody does dua for him. It may be he has the intercession of somebody. You know, there could be actions he performed in the world or others perform, which could benefit him, which from which he can reap the rewards. However, his actions now come to an end. He cannot perform any new a'mal. And all he has left is whatever he has from his actions, if he has any. Otherwise, just excuses. And of course, there is no way of skipping through or being protected from the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is ultimately the most just. After a person dies, that's when barzakh begins. And the first station, you can say, of barzakh, to a sense, is the grave. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam has stated, Al-qabru awwalu manzilin min manazilil akhirah. That the qabr, the grave, is the first station, the first level, the first station from the stations of the akhirah. If one succeeds here, what follows will be easier. If one fails here, then what follows shall be so much more severe, shall be so much more difficult. Whether a person is, now some may think, okay, so if I'm not buried, I get away with it? No. Whether or not you are buried in the ground, whether you drowned in the middle of the ocean and fish have eaten away at your body, whether you have been incinerated, burned, your body has turned to ashes. If your body was lost, whatever the situation, no, everyone still enters that next station, that of the barzakh. The questioning would still occur. If you have been eaten by an animal and you are in the stomach of an animal, then your questioning will take place in the stomach of the animal. Everyone shall be questioned. Questioned by who? Munkar and Nakir. When a person enters their grave, when a person enters this next stage, whether or not in their grave or not, then two angels shall come to him, Munkar and Nakir. And they will ask three famous questions. Man Rabbuk, who is your Lord? Ma Deenuk, what is your religion? You know, narrations mentioned, who is your prophet? Or what did he used to say? Ma kunta taqul fi haqqi hadha ar-rajul, about this individual, about this person, about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. And based upon these questions, a person shall, if he was to answer these questions, a person shall either experience and be embraced with comfort and ease and happiness and eternal bliss, or he shall experience a pain from the pains of the fire of hell, a punishment, torment from the punishments, from the torments of the Akhirah. This stage, which is not Jannah or Jahannam as of yet, but a taste to it of a sense, this is the stage of the Barzakh. The beloved Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, he once passed by two graves. He took hold of a branch, he split that branch into two pieces, and he placed one on each grave. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam states that they are being punished. But they are not being punished for something which was huge, for a kabira, for a major sin, for something which is major, something which is really big. No, but it was rather something which, you know, a person just sometimes just doesn't think twice about. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, you know, this one, for example, he says, one of them, he did not protect himself from the splashes of urine. This teaches us about many things. And one of those, of course, is what? A barzakh, or punishment, before the day of judgment. Punishment in the stage of barzakh. When a person is in their grave, after they have died, before the day of judgment, this is haqq, this is haqiqa, this is real, this is reality. And it also teaches us, of course, our negligence and impurity does have its consequences. Sometimes small sins, when they are ignored, you wouldn't really consider them small when a person is being punished. Allahu Akbar. So my dear viewers, we should be very, very careful, especially when it comes to purification. Inshallah ta'ala, may Allah ta'ala protect every single one of us. And there is a, you know, another verse of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states regarding Fir'aun and his people that they are presented to the fire morning, ghudum, wam wa ashiya, and evening too. Meaning, the people of Fir'aun are presented, present tense. And it is also stated within another verse of the Quran, وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. And on the day of judgment, enter the people of Fir'aun into the severest punishment, morning and evening exposure is before Qiyamah. Yes, they are exposed to it now, present tense. They are exposed to the fire. That is before the day of judgment. And then this next second verse, وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ, when the hour is established, أدخلوا, enter, آل فرعون, the people of فرعون, أشد العذاب, the most severe of punishments. Allahu Akbar. So the punishment began beforehand, and then after judgment, after the sa'ah, after the final hour, that punishment increased in its intensity. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also states within the glorious Quran about some individuals who are the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about them, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا. Do not think that those individuals, do not even think that those who have been killed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they are amwat, that they are dead. بَلْ أَحْيَاءُنَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. But rather, they are alive with their Lord. يُرْزَقُونَ. And they are granted sustenance. They are given provisions. They are being provided. Life continues, but of course in a form which is beyond worldly perception. Yes, beyond worldly perception. Now some of the scholars, how they would describe this is, they would state the life of a person who is awake is very different to that person who is sleeping. As it's been mentioned, that sleep is the sister of death. The life of a person sleeping is very different to that of some animals or plants and trees. For example, if a person is awake, like I am right now, and if I was to be poked, I would be able to feel that. But if I'm asleep, or if someone was to shout and call me, I would hear it. But if I'm asleep, then I wouldn't really hear as well. Or they would have to speak louder. Or if they were to touch me, then I may not even feel it, because I'm sleeping. I become less aware of my surroundings because I'm asleep. Pain, yes. Whilst I'm awake, I will feel it. If I fall asleep, I may not feel that. You may have to press harder, because pain is experienced differently. And so the life of the person who's awake is, or his senses, etc., is different to when he is asleep. And that person who is asleep, and you could say they have their life is different to, if, for example, a tree or grass. If that was to be chopped, it doesn't feel pain. Wallahu alam. It's very different, isn't it? And so is that of the person who has passed away, that is less so. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given them permission. Yes, they're able to hear, but Allah ta'ala has not given them the permission to reply, to speak even. It is very different. Of course, barzakh, we believe in this. To not believe it is going completely against the glorious Quran. Of course, we must believe in that. It's part of our religion, part of our faith, part of our iman. And we must believe in the barzakh. And we must is the aqidah of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We believe in the punishment of the grave. We will one day experience a reward or punishment in the grave. And may Allah Ta'ala protect us from the punishment of the grave. But the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam states, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس. That sees five things before another five. Your youth before your old age. Your health before you become sick. Your wealth before you possibly lose it, before poverty. Your free time before being busy. And your life before your death. In life, charity can be given. Repentance can be made. Good deeds can be performed. But when you die, when you go into the barzakh, all actions come to an end. It is only the consequences that a person will experience. I leave you with some of them, inshallah. Sadly, we have come towards the end of our program for today. But remember, you know, some of the scholars have stated there are three types of nafs. It's actually quite famous. There are three types of nafs. The nafs ammara. Yes, inna nafs la ammaratun bisu. That the soul that commands evil. Yes, there's a nafs known as nafs lawama. And then there's also the nafs mutma'inna, the soul which is at peace with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I leave you some of them, inshallah. Control your nafs. What does your nafs teach you? Allah ta'ala states within the glorious Quran, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna, or contented soul, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya. Return to your Lord, pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala pleased with you. Fadkhuli fi ibadi, enter amongst my chosen servants. Wadkhuli jannati and enter my paradise. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is the greatest of ends. To hear this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to truly understand this, mashallah, to be amongst those people who have entered and are amongst the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's all for today, our Quran. Join us next time, inshallah, for more verses, more lessons from the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Our Quran, words of Allah, pure and true, lightning paths we are walking.